Talks and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As the battle over President Trump's tariffs continues to play out in federal courts, they are currently being allowed on a temporary basis. CBS's Erica Brown reports the White House says they will not be deterred.
Senior White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the administration will seek to enact tariffs through other means if their legal challenges are unsuccessful.
Even if we lose, we will do it another way. And I can assure the American people that the Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented to protect you.
The appeals court ruled Trump's tariffs can continue until the panel considers arguments on the case.
Elon Musk is expected to officially wrap up his job helping to cut the size of the federal government Friday. Musk's goal was to cut $2 trillion from the budget, later revised downward to $1 trillion, ending up with just a fraction of that. Correspondent Weijia Jiang says he's disappointed.
Just days before leaving the administration, Musk told CBS Sunday Morning, even those savings could be impacted thanks to President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, contradicting the White House's claim that it will cut the deficit by $1.6 trillion.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has been looking into ICE agents showing up at a Manhattan federal building that deals with immigration and making arrests.
We are talking about a different operation targeting immigration courthouses that are attending to the cases of migrants. And this operation is targeting non-criminal and criminal migrants alike who are attending those immigration court hearings overseen by immigration judges.
The White House says Israel has accepted a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. CBS News contributor Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
According to Israeli media, Arab media, and others, five living Israeli hostages would be released on the first day of a 60-day ceasefire, and another five living hostages about a week later.
Correspondent Wendy Gillette tells us a new Gallup poll shows American support of same-sex marriage is at 71%, unchanged from the last survey in 2022.
The survey shows Republican support hovers just under 50%, compared to Democrats at 84%. Younger adults showed the most support, 89% of those ages 18 to 29. 41% of those who attend church weekly support same-sex marriage.
The Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015. The reward for two New Orleans jail escapees still at large has been hiked to $50,000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this like emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a three-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, it's out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, light winds and morning lows in the low to mid 50s. Friday, though, we'll see partly sunny skies, areas of wildfire smoke in the sky, and we'll also have a few showers and storms in the afternoon. Breezy with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zobbers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big program on Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. From the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, glad you're along. Overcast skies now, maybe some showers across parts of the state of Wisconsin, some rain, still some needed rain here and there, but then the weekend looks sunny and warm. So there you go. We'll continue to update you on that. Many thanks again to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for joining us in hour number one. If you didn't catch it, feel free to download the podcast. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Albaugh Show. Is that how they do it? I don't know. Just go to civicmedia.us. Then it'll say shows. And you click on that, and you'll find our show.
Yeah, you click on shows, you find the Todd Albaugh Show.
I should probably know how to find my own shows. But I, you know. I'm sorry, I'm looped up on sinus meds.
Gocked up on Whoop Chick.
I apologize for the voice today, everybody, but I'm not the only one. I talked to some friends of mine. This I guess tree pollen this year, which is just going
crazy. The tree pollen is crazy. By my house, yeah. I keep wanting to open my windows when I turn on my car because, you know, it's getting warm. And right. It's sitting there baking in the sun all early morning. Mm-hmm. And then I do. And then start seeing all the tree pollen float into my car. And I'm like, actually, I'm just going to keep these up.
Right. Somebody, you park your car for a half hour, you come back, and it's all covered with pollen.
Oh, yeah.
Either green or white or whatever.
Coated.
Yeah. You think I'm breathing that in? Holy cow. So anyway, I suffer through like most Wisconsinites do. I'm on Claritin, Sudafed, Fluticasone, Ibuprofen. And people ask me, Todd, why are you goofy? That's why.
I don't think that's in the side effects of Claritin.
No, I don't think it really is. The former pharmaceutical tech tells me. What are these side effects?
Of Claritin?
Yeah.
Drowsiness, probably. That's the main
really?
One.
Really? I wish I were more drowsy.
Although there might be, I think Claritin is usually non-drowsy now, or at least drowsy. Yeah,
it is. All right, enough about Todd's sinus problems. Carrying on with the show, coming up here in a little while. This is going to be fantastic, or at least I hope. I pitched this idea earlier to our old Luke Mathers, and he said, oh, sure, do that. And he walked out and he shut the door. And I said to Zobbers, was he being sarcastic or was he being serious?
He had to take a phone call, so it was rushed, so it was hard to tell.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out soon. Think of have you been in a relationship? It was fast. It was furious. Like a comet. It burned bright and then it was over. And you broke up. And then what's your favorite breakup song? We have a list from Billboard magazine. The best breakup songs of all time. We're going to play some of those and take your breakup
breakup songs as well. And because we're doing this for a serious reason. Elon Musk announced that he's essentially breaking up with Donald Trump, that he's had enough of Washington, that he's leaving Doge, his made-up doggy Department of Government Efficiencies thing. And he and his tech bros, his kids, are leaving. I wonder if Big Balls is leaving too. That's the nick. That's the real nickname of one of the 20-something-year-olds that is help running Doge.
I wonder how many people who are in Doge are ever going to be in any relationship again, much less a short one, because they've done incredibly stupid things that I imagine any sane person would look at and be like, now, why would you do that?
That's
You're
really
an
funny,
idiot.
Right? Yeah, who would date a Doge boy?
Not I.
Neither would I. All right, 10 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing to... What is it? Nothing to give away. No prize money involved. There we go. But it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the great state of Wisconsin on this, the 177th birthday of the great state of Wisconsin. It's fantastic. I love celebrating our state. So here we go. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, because it's the spring, right? A lot of kids are going to be getting out of school, both high school and college. And I don't, well, we'll get into it, but I don't get part of this, right? But here it is, the category today, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, let me tell you something, Grasshopper. Man with Civic Media app is smart indeed. Go get it, download it, because here's, you can do stuff with our goofy contest here for What's Worse, but really tomorrow, we have our Friday Brewer Ticket giveaway. I'm filling in for Kreitlow tomorrow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Alba from 6 until 9. We are going to have a word on Kreitlow's show. Then Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach are going to have a word on Matt Nair on Air from 9 until 11. Tom Hartman out in Portland, Oregon, we send it to him by courier pigeon because Hartman doesn't believe in emails. And so we send the word out via courier pigeon and he unravels it. He'll have a word. Then we'll have a word. Then Maggie Dodd will have a word after us from 4 until 6. So be listening all day tomorrow because somebody at the end of tomorrow, the computer will randomly choose a winner tomorrow and somebody's going to have 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewers game. So that's why you should download the Civic Media app today. Go to your app store on Apple or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines, listening here in the beautiful city of Madison on WMDX. Diane, too busy or nothing to do? What's worse?
What's worse? Too much to do.
Too much to do. Too busy.
Too busy.
You get overwhelmed.
Well, I try to make sure that I coordinate everything so that it doesn't seem like I don't have anything to do.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So if I get up in the morning and do all of my ritual things that I have going on, then I have to say to myself, okay, you have something else to do, and that is you have to get out and you have to make the rolls in the garden. That's one thing I wanted to show you guys how to do it whenever you guys come over to Mamie's backyard garden.
Really? So, all right.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, okay, because you'll be able to get your organic vegetables here when the harvest comes. So I all want right. you to make sure you have to come in and you have to put in the work, but I don't have any trees in my backyard, so there's no pollen.
All right. Fair enough, Diane. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Listen, thanks for calling in. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on the YouTube channel, says nothing to do is so much worse when you have nothing to do. All right. Appreciate that, Tony. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger, listening up in beautiful Stevens Point, says too busy is worse, especially if there's a deadline, right? Well, as an ADHD person, sometimes I work best under a deadline.
Oh, yeah. But I agree.
But yes, you're right. When there's that pressure, you have too much to do. That's no fun at all. What else do we have here? Adam, listening here in the beautiful city of Oregon on WMDX, says too much to do is worse. If there's nothing to do, take a nap. Oh, there, that's an idea as well.
Cam in Appleton says, nothing to do means I'm here. So take that as you will.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX in McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling. Too busy or nothing to do. What's worse?
Definitely too busy, because if I'm too busy, that means I'm stressed out. If there's nothing to do, that means I'm going fishing.
That's a great point. If you got nothing to do, you can find something to do, right?
You got it.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Tom. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse? Too busy or nothing to do?
Well, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, every once in a while we'll have a what's worse category that I just don't know I'm not an expert on. I'm not experienced with both. I don't know if I've ever had nothing to do. I mean, the closest I can think, first of all, if you have nothing to do at home, just look around. There's probably something productive you can do. And if not, what, do you not have hobbies?
Right.
And if you're at work and there's nothing to do, you can find something.
Right.
Like almost always, whether that's read a book, if there really is nothing you can do at your job, like, I don't know. I've never had nothing to do. So
you have very strong feelings on
this. Yeah, I'm going to say that too busy is worse.
All right. Allison Cudahy, the category is too busy or nothing to do. Alice, listening to beautiful Cudahy on WAUK, says, I'd like to know who these people are that have nothing to do. I'll give them a few things to do. So she's with you, Zomers. She's absolutely with you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Kurt Madison says, lazy. I want to be lazy. So maybe Kurt's hoping that he has nothing to do. That's also a possibility. Category, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Just looking here at a couple of other texts we have. I think we're caught up on that.
I believe so. All right. What about yourself?
I'm with you. Maybe I'm not quite as adamant about it, but I think in this context, what's worse is being too busy. Because I'm kind of like you. I mean, I think maybe what people are honing in on that think it's nothing to do, you can't be confused with loneliness, right?
Right.
So sometimes you're like, I've got no one to do anything with. I think that's a different category than nothing to do. Because you're right.
That's true.
Look around my apartment, I've always got something to do to be productive. It's just a matter of whether I have the will to do it or not. All right. Appreciate all your calls. Come on back on the other side. Breaking up is hard to do. Elon Musk says, peace out to the Trumpster. Stay with us. You're listening to the All Ball Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Do 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 down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
A little Neil Sedaka. Breaking up is hard to do. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Zomers on the board. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great song. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's a classic, though.
It really, you could hear songs like that every Saturday night on Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee on WRCO, a part of Civic Media, from 6 until 9 every Saturday night. If you're not in Southwest Wisconsin, dial him up on the Civic Media app. Just download the app, open it up, scroll down WRCO. You'll hear all kinds of great oldies. Every Saturday night, 6 until 9, Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee. I think breakups, a lot of times we associate them with breakup songs. No bigger breakup in the news today. This according to the Associated Press from last night. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top advisor to President Donald Trump after spearheading efforts to reduce and overhaul the federal bureaucracy. His departure, announced last night, marks the end of a turbulent chapter that included thousands of layoffs, the evisceration of government agencies, and reams of litigation. Despite the upheaval, the billionaire entrepreneur struggled in the unfamiliar environment in Washington, D.C., and he accepted far less than he had hoped for. He dramatically reduced his target for cutting spending from $2 trillion to $1 trillion and then to $150 billion, and increasingly expressed frustration about resistance to his goals. Sometimes he clashed with other top members of the Trump administration who chafed at the newcomers' efforts to reshape their departments, and he faced fierce political blowback for his efforts. Musk's role working with Trump was always intended to be temporary, and he had recently signaled that he'd be shifting his attention back to running his businesses, such as the electric automaker Tesla and his rocket company SpaceX. But administration officials were often vague about when Musk would step back from his position, spearheading the, I'll interject into this story, made-up Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, or I like doggy better. And he abruptly revealed that he was leaving his post on X, his social media website. He said, quote, "As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Donald Trump for his opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government," unquote. So there you go. Elon Musk leaving Washington, D.C. Now, a couple of things. A, he got a beat down politically right here in Wisconsin. He spent over $20 million of his own money to try to help get Brad Schimmel elected to the state Supreme Court. And of course, Judge Susan Crawford won by 10 points. Wasn't even close.
That is what the kids call a blowout.
Is that what the kids call it?
Very probably,
good. A blowout. All right. Yeah, so that was very embarrassing. And remember, Trump had said he does not like losers. So I don't think that sat well with Trump when Musk put in $20 million and still lost the race here in Wisconsin. That was part of the impetus for this, I think. Also, as the article points out there for the Associated Press, was not nearly as successful as he said he was going to be. And basically created chaos in Washington, D.C., and a lot of serious implications. In the meantime, there will be tens of thousands, if not millions of people around the world will die because of what Elon Musk did, namely cutting the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the PEPFAR program, first started by former Republican President George W. Bush, which was a bipartisan initiative and is credited with saving millions of lives, particularly on the continent of Africa. Gone. So yes, there's a serious side to that. And I get that. But I also think it's just kind of funny. Not the part I just said, but this whole very public love affair, non-sexual, we assume, between Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
No, it's absolutely funny because it's something that literally everybody besides potentially those two saw coming. You look at it and you're like, wow, Trump's going to get annoyed with him or he'll screw up once and be out. That's
no,
it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
No, and the fact that they were so in love with each other politically or whatever, I also think there's a jealousy factor for Trump. I think he got jealous of the fact that Musk was essentially the shadow president. And I think Trump was like, yeah, time to go. And also, there's lots of reports. Susie Weil, the chief of staff for Trump, she was no Musk fan either. So I thought it'd be fun to look at breakups, the breakup of Musk and Trump to a degree, and what your favorite breakup song is after the break here. And a shout out to Everett listening on WMDX here in Sun Prairie, a more serious take saying, hey, Todd, I get that it's kind of for a bit, but I would argue that your characterization of Musk leaving his role as DOGE as a quote-unquote breakup with Trump is cutesy, but inaccurate, and maybe a little irresponsible. Not the first time I've been called cutesy. In reality, Musk is done, he writes. In a mission accomplished sort of way, he managed to stop investigations into his companies, awarded the company's government contracts worth millions more, and hijacked Americans' data, as well as seeding governmental agencies with his young lackeys and exerting additional influence no individual ought to have. All this while providing no evidence of the quote-unquote fraud and waste he was supposedly looking for. And no indictments or prosecutions or any individuals of groups supporting to have engaged in this fraud. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Well, Thanks, Everett. I appreciate that. Yes, there's seriousness, but everybody breaks up once in a while. And now Trump and Musk have their own. What's your worst breakup? A great breakup song on the other side. Stay with us on Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal appeals court said the Trump tariffs may stay in place after another court ruled he overstepped his authority. Correspondent Joel Link Kent says this is hard on business.
The last 24 hours have been a real roller coaster for American businesses, big and small. They're ensnared in this new legal drama when all they really want from President Trump is some certainty.
Elon Musk is ending official government service, cutting budgets, having told CBS Sunday Morning Congress isn't helping.
I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the DOGE team is doing.
The State Department's Tammy Bruce says they're pushing ahead with curtailing foreign student visas.
The visa process is a key component of keeping the country safe. It is not targeted at certain only specific individuals. This is an overarching national security action.
CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this like emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, just out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more, or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, light winds and morning lows in the low to mid 50s. Friday, though, we'll see partly sunny skies, areas of wildfire smoke in the sky, and we'll also have a few showers and storms in the afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll see what's happening in the state capitol, the Joint Finance Committee in terms of our tax dollars, and what's worse, handshake or fist bump. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
So vain. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past 3 o'clock on a Thursday, May 29th on Civic Media. Zomer's on the board, dialing up the tune. Going to be a lot of music in this segment. I'm very excited about this. Talking about breakups. Yeah, I get it. I know that we already identified in the last segment. There's a very serious side to Doge, the made-up agency that Elon Musk and Trump did. So-called Department of Government Efficiency. And it wrecked a lot of lives, and I
will continue to do so.
And I've called it out several times in this program. But I also think there's just kind of a funny side, this very public bromance between Musk and Trump. I mean, what, Musk put in like over $200 million into Trump's campaign. And you think, oh my gosh. But the guy's a multi-billionaire. And he's made, Musk has, billions with a B more due to Trump doing him a solid for helping him get elected. And they act like they're all lovey-dovey in public, but reports are behind closed doors, they not getting along so much. And last night, Elon Musk announced he's leaving Washington, leaving the administration. And now The Hill reports today, three top officials at Doge are also set to leave their special government employee roles at the White House. White House confirmed that advisor Steve Davis, spokesperson Katie Miller, and lawyer James Burnham are also departing Doge. These folks apparently have been with Musk at SpaceX before and now leaving as well. I'm not sure if the kids are leaving, the young kids. But we'll find out. Anyway, it got me thinking, because I think we've all been there, or at least a lot of us have. When you get into a relationship, and it's hot and heavy and great, and then all of a sudden it's over, and it's just not going to work, and it burns out. And then we have all these breakup songs. There's a lot of great breakup songs. Billboard magazine, I think it's still a magazine. I mean, it's still around. They're online at billboard.com. But boy, when I started in radio, I'll happily date myself, in 1987.
Now, if you happily date yourself, is that a short-lived relationship?
If I happily date myself?
If you're dating yourself? Sorry, bad joke.
I've been dating myself for years, believe me. Anyway, back in 87, into the 90s, probably early 2000s, Billboard magazine would come to the station. And that you would find out what the number one song is in America on the top 40 charts, on country music, R&B. Jeff Perry will remember this. And you live for, and that was the big deal back then for artists to be number one. Casey Kasem, America's top 40. And he'd count down the songs, every week, the 40 top songs. So Billboard magazine put together a compilation, the top 100 breakup songs of all time. Give us a call. What, do you have a breakup story? And, you know, it has to be FCC compliant. But you have a breakup story you'd like to share? Or what is your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite breakup song? Or a breakup story? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Have you, you don't have to overshare if you don't, but have you ever been in a relationship where it was just a short-lived thing?
I have not. The closest, I mean, I've only dated one person. We dated twice, and they were both longer more serious relationships. The closest thing is I've been on a couple of dates with some people, and I would not call that, it didn't burn brightly and shortly. It's like a dud match. It just didn't burn at all.
Didn't burn at all. It was a dud. It was a, yeah.
It was kind of just like, all right, so conversations go two ways. It would be nice if you would also make eye contact. That was one of them.
Right.
So yeah, fun.
The vast majority of my relationships have been short term. yeah. Had one longer relationship back in college over a year. And then we broke up. And that was with a woman. And then I kind of figured things out after that. Longest relationship I have with a guy ever, like 8 months. Not even that, but 6-ish, something like that. But so I know about this all too well. But have you ever had a short-lived romance and then broken up? Or what's your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie up the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for listening and calling in. Favorite breakup song, or have you had a short-lived then romance and breakup?
Oh, I don't kiss and tell, so we aren't going to know about the short-lived.
Okay, all right.
But my favorite song is Patsy Cline, "Walking After Midnight."
Oh yes, very good.
I know I'm walking
right
after midnight.
Zomers could sing it. We'll see if he can bring it up. Yeah,
all right.
That's a great song. That is a really Patsy Cline. I love me some Patsy Cline. All right, Ollie, thank you very much. We won't make it kiss and tell. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was good. That was great. When you got a little Patsy Cline, bring her in. We'll try to play some of these as we have time. 8-5. Oh, look at that. Here we go.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
The great Patsy Cline. Great job, Ollie. What's your favorite breakup song? Your all-time best breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jill, listening on WMDX in Madison, has chimed in. Zomers, I think this was on our from the Billboard Top 100, says, definitely I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Great song to sing and to dance to. Look at that, Zomers and the DJ. Here we go.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong.
I love this song.
I wish we
played too much of it. Facebook gets angry at us. So
yeah.
That's just, we talked about this with Kira Sabin. This is music that can help us mentally.
Absolutely.
Right?
What's going to help you get over a breakup faster than jamming out to that one?
Than a great breakup song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite breakup song or a quick story?
Megan here in the office says, ironically, my favorite breakup song is Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh.
But only because my husband and I always break out singing at full volume when it comes on. Not because really? It applies in any way.
That's someone that I used to know.
That is another good one.
All right, we got that. There we go.
Never happened, that we were nothing. I don't even need your love, but you treat me like a stranger, and I feel so wrong.
Great song. Love that. It's also on the Billboard 100 list of best breakup songs. Somebody That I Used to Know. Great, great song. Nicely done by our own Megan here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is your favorite breakup song? Or in your opinion, the best breakup song? And you have a story about breaking up with someone. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Carol on the line, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling. Breakup songs, what do you think?
Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. All right, well, she's gone, I think. Yeah, it was quick, and it was just like most of my relationships, quick and over. all right, well, Zomers will work on that one. He's brilliant over there on the board. It's like a DJ show here on a Thursday afternoon. What better way to spend an afternoon than great breakup song? Look at that, REO Speedwagon.
I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it.
That's a great song. REO Speedwagon, one of my favorite all-time groups. They were very, very big for a long time. REO Speedwagon there. This is one, Zomers, we did not have on the list. It did not make Billboard, but I agree with this listener, Kathleen, listening on WISS and Oshkosh. Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. That was at every party that I went to in college. Every single place. Great song. I remember we had it in college. There was a party at Cave of the Mounds, I think it is, in a cave. Here we go.
Has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad song, every rose has its thorn.
My favorite part right there, where he goes, yeah, it does.
Oh, sorry.
No, you got it. You got it. Just right at the right time. Yeah, it does. Poison. Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Oh, what memories. What's your favorite breakup song? What's the best breakup song? We're doing some of these according to Billboard Magazine or a breakup story. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Monica, listening on WMDX in Mount Horeb. Monica, thanks for calling in. Favorite breakup song or story?
I think it's Walking the Floor Over You. It's either Ernest Tubbs or Hank Williams Sr. The chorus goes, I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink. That is true. I'm hoping and praying that your heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor is good for you. So I've had some bad breakups.
That's fantastic. I'm walking the floor over you. That's great, Monica. Thank you for your listenership. We'll see if we can find that one. But there, some of these are just have, you know, hard, terrible lyrics. Nasty, nasty lyrics. And but they set it to music, so it doesn't sound quite so bad. 855-752-4842. Oh, you found it, Summers. Who is it by?
It is Ernest Tubb.
Here we go.
And we will see you on the other side.
Sounds good.
On the Todd Allbaugh Show.
I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walk in the pool.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From strangers to friends, friends into lovers, and strangers again. Back to this room. Back to our room.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Hopefully you're chilling out. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers, which one is that you queued up there?
That is Strange by Celeste, requested by Chris Geezy.
Very good. Geezy's listening in. Strange by Celeste. Strange. Strange indeed. We're talking about great breakup songs. What's your favorite breakup song? Our best breakup song of all time? Billboard magazine has a list of 100, been playing some of them, asking for best breakup songs or a quick breakup story if you have one after Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Yes, there's a serious side to it, but they're kind of breaking up. Musk announced that he's leaving Washington, D.C. after creating Chaos or Chaos. Not sure if we're going to get to all the songs for you, but want to get people a chance. This, lots of calls. I love it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Al in Campbellsport, beautiful Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Al, what's your favorite or best breakup song?
Breaking Up is Hard to Do by Neil Sedaka.
Right? Yeah, it's a classic. Breaking Up is Hard.
He had that out. He put that out twice.
you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, we let off
62,
the second.
And then I think it was 1975.
Yeah. That's awesome. We let off with that one. So we played it already, but great song. Really appreciate your listener. Thanks so much for...
Care, guys.
Yep, thank you, Al. Appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll check in with Pat, east of Milwaukee. Pat, thanks for calling on WAUK. Favorite breakup song?
Hank Williams' famous Cold, Cold Heart.
Oh.
Saddest song he ever wrote.
Cold, Cold Heart by Hank Williams. All right.
Well,
that's...
you got to play. All right. Really short sentence.
All right. We'll see if we're running out of time. We'll see if we can find it. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Thomas is that good. See, look at this. Here we go. Cold, Cold Heart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme.
That's great. Hank Williams, who's better than that? Favorite breakup songs, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I've lost the text. Oh, here it is. Lori, up in beautiful Hayward, Buzz of the North, WBZH. Listening to us in beautiful Hayward. Lori says, Always on My Mind by Elvis Presley. Well, we're going to queue up, with all due respect, my favorite version of that song, Willie Nelson. I think we got that one, Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind.
If I made you feel second best,
you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
The great Willie Nelson. There you go. Fantastic. All right, Heather, checking in Eau Claire, says Skater Boy. How do you pronounce it?
Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
That's it. Here we go.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to earth.
That's fantastic. That's a good song. She says, it's from my sister who teaches American Sign Language. Said, I didn't realize it was a breakup song until a student translated it for a project. Seeing it signed, I had an aha moment, Oprah aha moment.
I found out it was a breakup song right now. I mean, it makes sense. But.
Oh, my niece, who just graduated from Eau Claire Memorial High School, saying, I'd say California and Me by, is it Luffy? I'm not sure. I'm proud. We'll see if we bring it up here. Thank you, Isabel. Appreciate it, Iz. And congratulations once again. Now, here we go.
For your own flame, holding back my tears, I couldn't make you stay.
Ooh, that's very emotional. Very emotional. All right. Let's get, I'm not sure we get to all the phone calls. Hang on, we'll try to, but time is running short here. I want to get Taylor Swift, Zommers. We are never, ever getting back together, I think one of the best breakup songs, according to Billboard magazine, too. One of the best songs ever.
It's incredibly catchy. It doesn't
really
leave
is.
Your head.
I love that so much. All right. Should we try to sneak one more in? How about the little Kenny Chesney to round it out? Not so much a breakup song, but an after it's all over kind of thing. And you're healing. You're healing a little bit. And you're thinking about the person you broke up with. And you're thinking about him or her. And you hear this on your truck. And you're like, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Here we go. A little Kenny Chesney. Knowing You.
Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. But I do.
Our top 100 breakup songs according to Billboard magazine. All balls. Great job, Summers. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Wide areas of the country are facing severe storms as we head into Friday. Meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking a major system.
Severe thunderstorms, which will affect over 150,000 square miles across the mid-Atlantic, and that's about a population of over 21 million people. Major cities that would be affected would be Charlotte and Virginia Beach, Raleigh, North Carolina, Norfolk, Greensboro, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, and even as far west as Chicago and as far south as Jacksonville, Florida.
A state of emergency has been issued in the Canadian province of Manitoba as wildfires force 17,000 people to evacuate. Smoke from the fires is expected to descend during the daylight hours on downtown Chicago, 1,300 miles to the south. CBS's Erica Brown reports Harvard University, under pressure from President Trump to cancel four